I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Israel announced Sunday it is cutting off its electricity supply to Gaza. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas called it part of Israel's starvation policy. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Residents of Khan Yunis in Gaza are hauling away bags of flour. It's not much aid for people with children, says Bushra Abu Akar. And now the situation is about to become more difficult, with Israel saying it's cutting off its electricity supply to Gaza. The territory's desalination plants receive power for producing drinking water. Just a week ago, Israel cut off all supplies of goods to press Hamas to accept an extension of the first phase of their ceasefire. Israel wants Hamas to release half of the remaining hostages in exchange for a promise to negotiate a lasting truce. I'm Donna Warder.
Clashes in Syria continued for a fourth day on Sunday in the coastal heartland of deposed President Bashar al-Assad between Assad loyalists and forces backing the country's new leaders. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
Syria's interim president Ahmed Shara scrambled to contain the violence on Sunday as he called for peace outside a mosque in Damascus. He urged Syrians not to let sectarian tensions further destabilize the country, which has seen relative calm after Assad was toppled in December. War Monitor Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 1,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed. It said women and children of Assad's Alawite religious minority were among the dead, and that the death toll was one of the highest since a chemical weapons attack on a Damascus suburb by Assad's forces in 2013.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toh. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say Russian special forces walked through a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region. Russian forces are trying to recapture territory in Kursk that was seized by Ukraine last August. Ukrainian troops in Kursk now run the risk of being encircled. According to Telegram posts by a pro-Kremlin blogger, Russian operatives walked about 15 kilometers inside the pipeline that Moscow had until recently used to send gas to Europe. A blogger claimed some Russian troops spent several days hiding inside before attacking Ukrainian units. A local official and resident said Sunday Islamic State-linked rebels attacked a village in conflict-battered Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, killing at least 9 villagers. The Saturday attack happened while the villagers were working in their farmlands. It also left dozens displaced and several houses burned. Eastern Congo has struggled with decades of violence, with more than 100 armed groups vying for control of the region's rich minerals. Pope Francis continues his recovery from double pneumonia and has received some positive news. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Doctors reported after more than 3 weeks in the hospital, the 88-year-old is responding well to treatment and has shown a gradual slight improvement in recent days. In an early Sunday update, the Vatican says Francis was resting after a quiet night. For the fourth Sunday in a row, the Pope did not appear for his weekly noon blessing, instead issuing a message thanking volunteers for the miracle of tenderness they offer the sick, also thanking all those who were caring for him. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Secret Service said in a statement that it shot an armed man outside the White House early Sunday after a confrontation. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
President Donald Trump was at his Florida residence at the time. According to the statement, Secret Service officials received a tip on Saturday from local authorities that a suicidal person may be traveling to Washington from Indiana, and the person's car was found a block from the White House. Shortly after midnight local time, the man brandished a firearm as officers approached him, and the Secret Service opened fire. The individual is now in an area hospital, and no Secret Service personnel were injured, the statement said. Over the years, there have been a series of incidents involving armed men shot by security officers on or near the White House grounds, including the shooting of a man who brandished a handgun at a security gate in 2016.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.